to be 2-0 and been the only team that have won at home last week, it's given you a good platform to start the season, I would have thought.
Yeah, it was a good weekend for us. It really showed some resolve against Adelaide on the Thursday game, and that's part of being a new team. Was when you bring in so many new guys in, you don't know how we react under pressure. So it was good to have a little bit of calmness when the pressure came on. And yeah, Sunday was a good game. Good four quarters of Wildcats basketball, playing tough, playing hard, and sharing the ball.
Playing another new team this week. What do you make of them so far? Have you had much of a chance to get a real idea about what they're about?
Yeah, look, I've had a bit of a look, but, you know, they've got 7-8 players that played on the national level, either for the Boomers or the Tall Blacks. So they're immensely talented out there. They've had a really good win in New Zealand, probably a disappointing game against Cairns, but they're super talented.
Is that New Zealand game what you expect from them rather than the Cairns game?
Yeah, well, look, Glidden got pretty hot. They were active defensively, changing things up a lot, so we expect the same thing again. And you know, Glidden gets his eye in. It's, you know, look out, and Kadee can shoot and Holt can shoot. So, you know, they've got some scoring options, and it's really going to be a good challenge for us.
Yeah, but are they a bit of an unknown quantity given the fact they line up with a starting five that none of them were there last year?
Yeah, and I think that's a part of, you put them under pressure and see how that evolves. You know, as a new team, you're still feeling each other out, and I guess a bit of disruption too with the national duties players being away. So, you know, that's on them, but we certainly want to bring that pressure out on the defensive end.
So is that trademark pressure that you think you can expose them, being a side that has come together and looking to gel?
Yeah, without a question. That's the whole mecca of being a coach, isn't it? Is trying to get the team playing together, a new team, fast as possible. So, you know, we know they're super talented. We know that they're quality opposition, and if we relax any minute, they'll take advantage of it.
You're a bit new look yourself with a couple of the names in. How have you found that over the first round of games?
Yeah, Tirico's been fantastic with his input, and so has Tommy. You know, Tommy's really stepped in for Angus's injury, and he's been superb in both games. And to have Damo for limited minutes has been quality as well, and Mitch has backed that up. And Nick's our hard worker, and Reese has been our energy guy off the bench and coming in scoring points straight away. So it's good to have those guys. We're younger, we're more active, we're high energy, and it's a good feel within the group.
Damo's leg collapsed under him at one stage on Sunday. He went back on, obviously, finished the games. Is he put up all right? Any issues with him?
Yeah, no, he's still on track. Our medical staff are doing a good job and getting him back on track as fast as possible.
And Angus got more minutes, obviously, than the first game and the second one. What's he on track for this time?
Yeah, look, Angus is 2 weeks in front of schedule, so he'll still come off the bench and play there. But look, if he's playing well, we'll go for it. There's no restrictions at the moment with Angus.
How long until you think the two of them will be on unlimited time?
Yeah, well, it's been good. Their other bench guys have really been playing great basketball, so we haven't been put under pressure to get them back out the court as fast as possible. So they're probably about 80-90%, not 100%. So you're probably saying a couple more weeks they'll be in full swing.
Tommy Jervis lines up for his 100th game for the Cats. What is it about the 100th game here? Because I think you've won your last 10 when one of your players has celebrated their 100th.
Yeah, I haven't been here for all of them, but you know, Tommy's been great for us. He's a really good passer of the ball, and he gives us some length with block shots and around the rim that we probably missed last year. And it's just getting him rekindled with our offense and our defensive structure. So he picked it up straight away, and he's a great teammate to have in the locker room. The guys enjoy his banter, and he's been playing exceptionally well.
Is it good to have him back, given he won 2 titles here and then he won 2 spoons at the Bullets? Did you remind him about that at all?
No, I haven't, but I might now. But, Tommy knows his role on the team, and when Angus got injured, he was ready to step up, and that's the great thing about Tommy. He's a little bit wiser now, and four seasons underneath his belt and 100 games for us. You know, 2 championships, he knows what winning's all about.
I take you back to the end of Sunday's game. You didn't look all that impressed when Brian Conklin fresh aired you when you went to shake his hand.
Oh, that's just what happens on the court, stays on the court.
It looked like a bit more than that. Like, were you shocked that he didn't acknowledge
it? Oh, mate, that's last week. We're on Brisbane this week. when we play him again, you may as well bring it up.
Yeah, I'll ask you then.
Talk about last week. Last week.
Okay, just one other thing from last week. The finish of the game. With percentage so important now with the way that the rules are structured, the last play, Bryce sort of didn't really take a shot, was looking around, looked a bit confused. Mm. Was expected. What was going on there?
Yeah, no, it's a funny thing. Last year the rules changed with the percentage coming into play. Normally it was the splits between win and losses, and before we've kind of kept the ball to ourselves and just say, okay, we win the game by how much. But look, if the shot clock's going to run down, we'll play the possession out, and you never want to miss a position in the playoffs or a home final because of you didn't shoot the ball. So it's better off to let it fly than not let it fly, and that's just the rules of the game.
Trev, home court this year, do you want to get back to the dominance that you've had? Because last year was a little bit up and down, including the Bullets. They've got you here two of the last four times.
We were pretty disappointed last year with our home record. It was we were hit and miss, really, and we want to have that more consistent performance. And we've had two really good consistent games, and hopefully we can build on that to make a really good start to the season.
You're predominantly a day team this year as opposed to a night team. Mm. So does it impact the way they prepare on game day, or shoot around, or all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, obviously there's no shoot around with the 12 noon tip off, but look, these guys practice every day during the day, so they're used to it. And the old motto, anywhere, anytime, any place, so let's go for it. Let's find out if it's real or not.